Good afternoon. You're listening to member-supported Alabama Public Radio, a service of the University of Alabama. When Kara Cresswell Osborne was 16 years old, a disturbing experience at her grandparents' church in Montgomery, Alabama, opened her eyes to the existence of racism in her family. In February of last year, StoryCorps came to Mobile, and Kara shared this story with her mother, Kimberly Geisman, in an open and honest conversation on family history, shame, and racial acceptance. There is a warning. This story contains a quote where a racial slur is used.
What I was thinking, since we had never really told you about this, I thought we could talk about the church incident. You obviously know a little bit about it now. Do you want me to just kind of start with how it happened?
Yes.
What exactly happened?
Yeah, because you just told me just a tiny bit, and then you cut it off, so.
Okay, so we went to go visit Grandma and Granddaddy. Dad forced us to go to church, and we're sitting fairly close. There came a time where a little girl went up to go sing, and, you know, she was really excited to get up there. She was the cutest thing. We were sitting there, she was singing, and there was a pause in the singing, and Granddaddy said, that nigger. And he said it really, really loud. Well, I had never heard him say anything like that, ever. This was all new to me. And I think about that little girl and what she must feel and what she still feels. I can't imagine. And I'm just so ashamed. I just can't imagine that anyone in my family had anything to do with that. It was so shameful and so shocking, and I carried it around for so long, and I told nobody.
I sheltered you girls because I didn't want y'all to know how your grandma and granddaddy were. Before your sister was born, I had heard them talking, and I told your daddy, if you don't set them straight, they will never be around their grandchildren, because I do not want our children growing up in that kind of environment. Part of me feels bad that I didn't better prepare you for that, that one day it might come out, and it obviously did come out. I just thought I could shelter you for your whole life, which was actually wrong. I just didn't want you to know your grandparents were like that, because your other grandparents, my parents, were not that way.
Anything about your dad who taught you the things that you taught us?
He taught us. It didn't matter what color people's skin was, we're all the same. When I started the first grade, I remember Daddy sitting me down at the table. He told me that I may have a black boy or a black girl in my classroom. He said that they're not treated right, and you'd even be nicer to them and make them feel welcome. And when other kids say things, then you don't accept it because it's not okay.
And it makes me so sad to think how black families have to sit their young children down and talk to them about how you have to deal with the police, how you have to deal with racial situations. They shouldn't have to do that. I can't believe that still has to happen. When will we move on? Will we move on? I can hope and dream that we do, but will we? I don't know.
I don't know either.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio.